Hello and welcome to the Ledger LCJ podcast for today. This is Craig Hall. Today is Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. This is the 355th day of 2021. There are 10 days left in the year. Winter officially arrives at 9:59 a.m. today. Omicron has raced ahead of other variants. It's now the dominant version of the coronavirus in the U.S., accounting for 73% of new infections last week, federal health officials said Monday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention numbers showed nearly a six-fold increase in Omicron's share of infections in only 1 week. President Joe Biden plans to announce 500 million free rapid tests for Americans, increased support for hospitals under strain, and a redoubling of vaccination and boosting efforts. In a speech scheduled for Tuesday afternoon, Biden is announcing major changes to his COVID-19 winter plan, his hand forced by the arrival of the Omicron variant, whose properties are not yet fully understood by scientists. In a major step to fight climate change, the Biden administration is raising vehicle mileage standards to significantly reduce emissions of planet-warming greenhouse gases. A final rule issued Monday would raise mileage standards starting in the 2023 model year, reaching a projected industry-wide target of 40 miles per gallon by 2026, 25% higher than a rule finalized by the Trump administration last year and 5% higher than a proposal by the EPA in August. In sports, Muldrow swept a pair of NOAA conference games at Poteau Monday night. Muldrow's girls won the opener 44-23 before the Bulldogs edged Poteau's boys 49-46 in the second game. Both Poteau teams are 1-4 play again at Hevener on January 3rd. Muldrow's girls are 5-3 and the boys are 5-4. Dean Odom led Poteau's boys with 12 points. Champ Downs added 10. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scored 23 points and Josh Giddey added 19 points and 11 assists in the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Memphis Grizzlies 102-99 Monday night. In football, Tulsa overcame a rocky start to defeat Old Dominion 30-17 in the Myrtle Beach Bowl Monday. In weather, we'll have partly cloudy skies for Tuesday in LaFleur County. A dense fog warning is in effect for this morning. Today's high will be 55 degrees with a low of 28 degrees. Monday's high was 41 with a low of 28. Sunrise for Tuesday is 7:23, sunset is 5:10. Average temperatures for December 21st are high of 52, average low is 31. Records for the date were high of 74 in 1949, the record low was 10 in 1951. 1 year ago on December 21st, 2020, the high was 66 with a low of 34. In the county calendar for today, funeral services for Nathan Robinson are 2 p.m. Tuesday at Poteau Valley Baptist Church, with burial to follow at the Oakland Cemetery in Poteau. Funeral services for Patricia Neal are 10 a.m. Tuesday at Evans Chapel of Memories. Burial will follow at Richard Cemetery. She passed away Saturday in Poteau and was born March 8, 1939 in Richard. Funeral services for Betty Jean Seaton of Spiro are 2 p.m. Wednesday at Evans Chapel of Memories in Poteau with Jim Cook officiating. Burial will follow at the Oakland Cemetery in Poteau. She passed away Saturday in Fort Smith and was born February 24, 1931 in Poteau. Funeral service for Herbert Cooper of Spiro is 1 p.m. Wednesday at Mallory Martin Funeral Home Chapel in Spiro. On this date in history, on December 21st, in 1988, 270 people were killed when a terrorist bomb exploded aboard a Pan Am Boeing 747 over Lockerbie, Scotland, sending wreckage crashing to the ground. In 1620, pilgrims aboard the Mayflower went ashore for the first time at present-day Plymouth, Massachusetts. In 1864, during the Civil War, Union forces led by Major General William T. Sherman concluded their march to the sea as they captured Savannah, Georgia. In 1891, the first basketball game devised by James Naismith is believed to have been played in the International YMCA Training School in Springfield, Massachusetts. The final score of the experimental game was 1-0. In 1945, U.S. Army General George S. Patton died in Germany 12 days after being seriously injured in a car accident. In 1868, Apollo 8 was launched on a mission to orbit the moon. In 1969, Vince Lombardi coached his last football game as his team, the Washington Redskins, lost to Dallas Cowboys 20-10. Today's birthdays include talk show host Phil Donahue is 86, actor Samuel L. Jackson is 73, International Tennis Hall of Famer Chris Everett is 67, and actor comedian Ray Romano is 64. We ask you please check out today's newsletter at hebronledger.substack.com. If you like it, subscribe for only $5 a month. We also ask that you please share this with anybody you think might be interested. And if you or your business want to sponsor one of our sections, email Craig at HebronLedger.com to get started. We're also trying to increase our number of subscribers and need your help. Our goal is a minimum of 1,000 for either our newsletter at HebronLedger.substack.com or the e-edition at HebronLedger.com. Cost is less than a meal at any restaurant, and your support of a locally owned and operated business is very important and appreciated.